woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to a snowy, cold Friday. It's minus 14. Feels like minus 21. And it does kind of bite you when you leave your house. I'm not going to lie. It's like that cold that gets right into your clothes.
Yep.
Second I walked into work today, I could feel my pants just thawing. And I was like, we're here. This is the part of
it. I mean, you wear leggings, though, so.
No, I wear the Lululemon pants.
Yeah, they're incredibly thin.
Mm-hmm.
You should put on some pants.
You know what? Less for the imagination.
You know what? No, I'll go more for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, TJ.
Yeah, I got a bit of an imagination.
So it is snowing. The QEW, especially in the West End, is looking pretty rough.
Yeah.
Expect that it's going to be a slow drive into work today, even with, reduced traffic, which we've had this year. And take your time. And if you don't have to come in, don't.
Yeah.
This might be a stay at home. Oh no, it's a long weekend for a lot of people.
Oh,
right?
No.
Oh no.
Oopsie-daisy.
Why don't I make it a 4-day weekend?
Yeah.
TJ, what's going on with you?
I have music on my brain. Yes, of course, there's new music from Taylor Swift. Yes, of course, there's new music from Dua Lipa. But today is also the 10-year anniversary of Rebecca Black's Friday.
Oh, it's a jam.
It is a jam. So shout out Rebecca Black.
I love Rebecca Black.
Jax, what about you?
I wanted to wish everyone a happy Chinese New Year. Today is we're ushering in the Year of the Ox.
Oh.
It's the Lunar New Year, yeah.
Ooh, so, what does the Year of the Ox mean?
Wonderful things. It means strength, and it's hopefully going to be better than last year because we did not have a great 2020. So,
can't be worse.
Everyone have a wonderful day and wonderful weekend.
Jesse.
I don't know if this is sad news for anyone in the world but TJ.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody in civilization cares, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine is coming to an end.
Oh, no.
They announced that their next season will be their last season.
How many seasons do they have, Jesse?
This will be their 8th season they're going
into. Yeah, exactly. You guys can all suck it. That's a great show. That's a great run.
I'm actually enjoying it. TJ made me try it. And I actually think
fantastic.
It's really funny.
Did you get to the point where they were canceled and then they had to bring it back?
It was Stop it. Listen.
Did they get canceled midway through?
And they got canceled by Fox, and then NBC had to pick it up.
There you go.
And then
had to
NBC
pick it
got
up.
2 seasons out of it.
And then Netflix.
Okay.
And then now it's canceled again.
This is. I'm not thrilled with the tone of this conversation.
I wonder what Andy Samberg's mouth will do about this news. Probably
still bring joy to millions. I don't know.
All right. Well, listen.
It's so bad.
No, you're okay. You and Jesse are objectively wrong.
It's
this
terrible.
Is a great show.
Many shows have gone on for many
seasons.
Oh, go watch
the Mindy Project.
Okay, so now, if you ever,
I'm not. You are.
If TJ ever bothers you about anything. Call him and say Brooklyn Nine-Nine's not good.
Matt,
now, I have to be
I
honest with you.
I hate that.
It's so good. It's the best show.
Nah. It's great.
I enjoy it.
It's very delightful.
No, great shows get canceled twice all the time.
All right. Let's take it easy.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's the best gift you ever got for Valentine's Day?
I gotta be honest. I haven't really been a big celebrator of Valentine's, so I'm gonna say nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe a high five and a kiss on the cheek, like an Archie comic.
Nobody's gotten you anything.
Anything that was great or nothing memorable, I guess.
Honestly, nothing memorable.
Okay. No. I've dated women that are like, no, it's the guy's job on Valentine's Day. Yeah, I know. And I'm like,
gross.
I'm like, see ya.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No, it's kind of, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Jax, what about you?
A girlfriend of mine in the past got me a really nice sweater that I wanted. I remember I was
nice. Oh, cool.
That was a really nice Nike sweater that I wanted.
So, how would you feel about getting a bouquet of rapid COVID tests?
Oh, give it to me.
For me?
Well, so in New York, I guess you can buy these. So you can buy rapid. I don't think you can buy rapid COVID tests up here. I don't think we have enough of them. But the tests only work if they're done correctly. But people, for one of these things, can spend up to $129. And they're giving them as bouquets rather, and they're like, they'll like take a stem and like attach them and then like hand them. So we're talking like $500-$600 gift here. It's pretty expensive. And basically it's just a sort of a, why not have like a rapid quarantine test, COVID test, you know, within 15 minutes, whether you have it or not. And then, so like if you're going over to each other's apartments, do the quick test, make sure everything's good.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
It's kind of fun, right?
It's safe. It's sexy.
Yeah, imagine getting that gift. Like, you know, you walk in, there's rose petals all over the floor. Yeah. Seal Kiss from a Rose is playing softly in the background.
And you're both shoving things up your nose.
Yeah.
So you can find out whether or not you've been COVID.
You can kiss after.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Once this is done, we wait 15 minutes and then you never know.
But keep your mask on until then. We don't want to wreck anybody's day here.
I feel like this is going to be a really, like, L.A. influencer gift to each other or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, like, L.A. couples or, like, people people on Bumble and
That's
Tinder.
So true.
And, like, Los Angeles or something.
So the New York, it's a New York gift right now.
Yeah.
The L.A. version would have to be, like, well, it's all organic.
Yeah.
And
it's none of it goes
to a it doesn't go to a landfill.
It's vegan.
Yeah, it's vegan. Yeah.
David Dobrik's going to be on TikTok screaming about it.
There you go. Recommended by a yogi. That's the sort of thing. It's the difference between the coasts. So, anyway. That is a thing that can happen.
Love it.
I'm not sure if it's too late to get one up here. I think it's impossible to get one up here, but there's an idea for you.
I've never received a Valentine's gift, so if you guys are looking, we might wrap a test.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A mathematician calculated what 1 year of quarantining together with your partner would translate to in, quote, normal couple years.
Oh, God.
Groupon hired a mathematician from Cambridge University in the UK to calculate what it would translate to. The answer is, it's the same as being together for 4 regular years. So 1 year equals 4. If you've been together for 2 years now, it's actually more like 5 years since you spent that time together in quarantine. 59% of couples say the pandemic has been the ultimate test of their relationship and haven't been on a date in an average of 5.5 months.
That's crazy. Now, I got a question.
Yeah.
You guys are both new relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which started and developed over the pandemic. TJ, you were an early pandemic.
Yep.
You guys quarantined.
Yeah, we quarantined
pretty cool.
Together.
It's cute, like 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Yep. Like shift work.
And Jax, you met Michelle last summer when things were somewhat open.
Yeah.
And obviously now it's the only people either of you see.
Yeah. She's my only friend.
Do you feel like that's accelerated your relationship?
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Now, why do you say that?
Well, because you're spending so much time together and you're forced to get to know each other on a more intimate level. And like, it's easy. Yeah, look, lesbians don't take it slow in any regard ever, but like you're really forced to actually like get to know the nitty gritty of somebody. It's a really beautiful time to also get to know somebody more in depth, right?
Right.
So, there's no distractions. You can't go to events. You can't go to bars for dinner. Yeah. You can't do whatever. You just have to sit there and talk and play Yahtzee. At least that's what me and Val do. We've played probably 4,000 games of Yahtzee.
It's actually quite nice. Like, it's quite a sweet thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know?
Sometimes.
For most couples, I hope. Yeah.
Hey, March break is being delayed in Ontario. Education Minister Stephen Lecce said in an effort to halt the transmission of COVID-19 within schools. So it's originally scheduled to take place from March 15th to 19th. Now it's being pushed back 1 month till April. Teachers aren't thrilled. Some people are thrilled. Some people are understanding that things need to happen. It's just, it sucks for everybody. The top 10 qualities we look for in a potential partner. This is according to a new survey. Any guesses what number one is? Jax. Silence is not it. Adam Wilde.
I'm going to say, in a partner, kindness.
Yeah. Kindness is number 7 on the list. 43%.
What? Wow. Yeah. That would
kindness?
Be my
What's
number one would be my.
No.
Ambition? Ambition.
Ambition actually didn't even crack the top 10.
Okay, that would be also very important to me. Well, one more.
Okay.
I'm going to say a really good gift giver.
Gift giving not on the list, Jax?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not playing this game. I don't
Why
know.
Not?
I don't trust this list.
Try it.
Because kindness isn't on it.
Just try it.
Good looks.
Good looks not on the list.
Oh, I don't
know.
Then
it is.
You're so vain.
Then this is a BS list.
Yeah,
okay.
What is this list?
Sorry for number 10. Similar hobbies as you. That's 40% of people. Similar taste in TV shows, books, and other media. 41%.
Yeah, I don't
care. Similar lifestyle to you. 42%. Kind.
Yeah, that matters.
At number 7, 43%. Honest, 47%. At 5, you respect them.
What? Like, these are just, that's the bare minimum.
Number 4, intelligent, 50%.
Yeah.
Makes you laugh, 57%. Number 2, trustworthy, 62%. And the number 1 quality
Wasn't
we look
honest
for.
Honest number 6?
TJ, where'd you find this list?
Honest and trustworthy are two different things.
Are they?
I don't know, according to this list.
I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
Don't be mad at me. I just found the survey.
Which 10-year-old made this list? Is it from TikTok?
Wait till you guys hear what number 1 is,
funny,
and then
nice
you're going to really be upset.
What's number 1?
The number 1 quality people look for in a potential partner, being a good cook. 63.4% of people say it's important.
Well, that's why I've always wanted to marry Jax. She won't have me.
You don't know that. You know what? It's been a weird year. Let's make it weirder.
Okay, so that list sucks. But,
kind, honest, nice.
I really like you to be honest and trustworthy and tell the truth.
And respect me.
And if you could not lie, that would be great.
Also be a good cook.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Taylor Swift. New music, except it's not. It's old music, but it's re-recorded.
Yes.
Now, the reason she's doing this is because, just a quick overview, Scooter Braun, who's Justin Bieber's manager, bought her back catalog out from under her without her knowledge. He's now using it to sell and you know, do a bunch of commercials with.
Yeah.
And, it's bad.
Yeah. Ideally, this helps him not make money.
Yes.
Exactly. So she's re-recording this and asking fans to listen to the new old version, the new versions of the old songs. So this is the original Taylor Swift Love Story, one of her biggest hits. Yes. Obviously, we know this song quite well.
Oh, do we?
God, I love that song.
Yeah, you are really
I do. I'm not
like
gonna hide
song,
it.
Yeah.
That era Taylor just did it for me.
600 million views on YouTube on that one. This one has 2.1, and it was only released yesterday.
Yeah.
Or sorry, actually this morning at midnight. So
I'm excited.
Do you want to hear the entire new version of Taylor Swift's Love Story? This is a clean version because there's lots of swearing. No, I'm kidding.
Taylor.
Right. So here's what I need you to do. Okay. I want you to listen to this song. You know what the old one sounds like. You heard it a million times. Mm-hmm. We need you to call us at 416-872-9999 or 999 to text and tell us whether or not you think it's better, the same, or worse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which version are you going to listen to?
I'm curious.
Here is Taylor Swift, Love Story. But in brackets, Taylor's version.
Cute.
Yeah. And this will be available, I think, on all your apps and stuff today, too. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. Let us know what you think.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you miss the old Taylor, which sounds like this? That is the original version of Love Story. Now, we played the new version. She's re-recording these so she can control the rights to the songs.
That's right.
And the question was going to be, like, is she going to do, like, because a lot of people have tried this, and they, like, do a new take on an old song, and everybody's like, no, can you just play the old song? So here's the new version.
Love it.
So 99.9 Virgin Radio, call us at 416-872-9999. What do you think?
I think it's great.
Right?
Right.
I'm driving to work. Comes on the radio. I'm like, this is so nostalgic. And it's new. It's new, but it's good.
Amazing.
It's
love
the same thing. I knew all the words. I was tearing out my car. It was amazing.
Incredible. Thanks, Ash.
Love you. Drive safe.
Hey, good morning, Dustin. What do you think?
It's fantastic.
Right?
Gave me goosebumps.
It is. It's amazing.
Great.
The whole idea why she's recording is she doesn't want anyone to listen to the old one. So she actually sang the way it is, and you can still feel the old innocent Taylor in it.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. And we support artists who want to own their rights to their music.
Yeah,
no, that's right. No kidding. Amen. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take care, honey.
Good morning. It's Virgin Radio. What do you think?
I think I really like it. Like, I like the new, like, attitude she sings with.
Okay.
She sounds a little bit more mature, I think. I think she sounds a little
way
bit different.
Way more mature.
Right?
She just sounds like she has her life together.
Yeah.
There's a confidence that comes with being, like, 30, know?
There's, like, a definite, like, change in her confidence. Like, she can take over the world now. She's ready, you know?
I found it interesting that TJ said there's a confidence with being 30. You're 28.
I'm 28, yeah. That's when I turn 30, there's going to be a coolness that comes over me. I'll be coming on the air. I'll be like... guys, so here's what's trending. I don't know. We got Ghosted coming up. Whatever.
Hey, thanks so much for your call.
Thanks, bye.
All right, cool guy, confident man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me, man.
28, I'm confident.
I mean, I still got 2 years to that hit. Until that point, you get anxious, TJ, but yay.
So, what are the texts saying?
Texts are just blowing up for Taylor. I love the new version that sounds more rustic and country.
Yeah.
Whatever I can do to support T-Swift and not Scooter is the way to go. I like it. It sounds like Taylor Swift is mature. There was only one text that really came in that said, thoroughly disappointed. It's the same song. She had so much time with the pandemic to make it different and unique and cool.
I think that's exactly what you don't want to do.
Yeah. Exactly. That's not the point of it.
You want people to listen the way that they heard it.
Yeah.
Right? If you're trying to do this.
Because this is really wrapped in nostalgia for a lot of people too, right?
It came out in 2012. Yeah. That's, you know, a lot of people, a formative time for them. And like, and I think you gotta, I understand wanting to hear alternate versions of songs.
Yeah.
But the point of this one is to make the old one irrelevant.
Also, she said too, with the album re-release, it's probably all going to be very similar, but she is releasing some other songs with the album that you hadn't heard, which she called them, like, her, the songs that didn't make the album, basically. Yeah. So
the
if you're
almost
looking for different,
it.
Those are the ones that are going to be different for you.
Here, Big
with the same kind of tone.
Sounds good.
From the 905, so much better, sounds so much clearer, and good vibes from her.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Wonderland is hiring because they're opening up, baby, or at least planning on it. Even though they've been closed for the entirety of the pandemic, Canada's Wonderland has posted for more than 70 jobs. Positions include, and listen to how nice this will sound, lifeguards, cashiers, sales associates, maintenance, landscapers, and supervisors, among a list of other job postings ranging from $14, $15 an hour to $20 an hour. The park hopes to open its doors on May 14th of this
year. That's great. Hopefully. Come on. Fingers crossed.
Wouldn't that be unbelievable? Hey, if you're going through a breakup this Valentine's Day, how about this? Name a cockroach after your ex.
Aha.
The San Antonio Zoo is doing a promotion where a $5 donation, you can name a cockroach after your ex. That cockroach will then be fed to another animal, and you can watch it on a live stream. They're even doing $25 donations for mice. I was actually on a panel last night on CTV where it's a millennial versus a Gen Xer. I was the millennial, and we talked about this very thing.
All right. This is your answer to...
This is my answer to what do I think about this.
I absolutely love this idea because it is a fundraiser, so it's raising money for the animals, which is great. But also, millennials, above all else, we love pettiness. And this is just about as petty as it gets. Like, when you go to therapy and things are bugging you, sometimes your therapist will tell you things like, why don't you write your problems down on a piece of paper? Then light that piece of paper on fire and then cathartically hurl those ashes into the ocean.
Jax, do you ever listen to TJ talk and go, where's he going with this?
He really likes speaking either riddles or metaphors.
Yeah, okay. So that's the first half.
Yeah.
So I want to see where he goes from here.
Yeah.
My therapist has told me things like this. And you know what? I would say that this is generally just the same thing, except instead of, you know, writing your problems on a piece of paper, you're giving a name to a cockroach. And look, breakups are hard, even when there's not a pandemic going on. So if this is what it takes to get over the person who will watch your Instagram stories but will no longer like your photos, then I say do it.
Somebody texted from the 905 said, they invited you back. Yay.
Can I be honest? I was so surprised when I got the email. They're like, hey, are you available this Thursday? I was like, are you sure?
Can you please say what your original idea was for TV last night, though?
Because it was for Valentine's Day, what I wanted to do was go just a blazer and a tie and no shirt. And not address it once.
I don't think you can do that on CTV News Channel.
I would cover my nipples. I'm not an animal. But I didn't do it.
Okay. Well, it's probably good that you didn't.
Yeah, I think that they're pleased about that.
Next story.
Oh, did I make you guys nervous because I talked about my nipples? Okay. Hey, what's open and closed on Family Day? Well, pretty standard stuff. Government offices, libraries, banks, all closed. As are the beer store and LCBO, which I've never really understood because it's Family Day. And if there's a day that you need the LCBO and the beer store, it's probably that day. Oh, and the TTC is going to be on the holiday schedule as well. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Sexy. Virgin Mornings ranks Valentine's Day.
We're talking about the rom-coms today. This is the number one topic when it comes to Valentine's Day. You need to give us your top three because we want to know what you're thinking. There's probably some movies that we've forgotten.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to give you our top three. You give us yours at 99999 or 416-872-9999. We always want to hear your voice. We're going to start at...
Number three.
Jax.
Gentlemen, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh,
my goodness gracious. A saucy mix. Renee Zellweger, Mark Dossie, who confuses me.
Darcy, not Dossie.
But the way they say it, Dossie.
Dossie, yes.
Thank you very much.
I know.
And it's one of my favorite. And even even Bridget Jones' Baby, the third movie that came out that everybody hated.
The trilogy.
I thought was a beautiful addition to the movie. I love the Bridget Jones series. Incredible.
TJ.
Mine is a story about how royalty and a mercenary, an unlikely pair, fall in love. They also have the challenge to save everyone from an evil empire.
What movie?
Of course, of Star Wars. Princess Leia, Han Solo.
TJ, don't ruin this.
A love story for the ages. And I mean, sure, at one point she open mouth kisses her brother, but we don't know that at the time.
Adam, don't let him do this. This is about love. This is about love and romance.
They did fall in love.
Yeah.
There is the very famous line, "I love you, I know," uttered in two movies.
It's true.
I like it.
Apparently he improv that line. What great improv.
Guys, number three for me, best rom-coms all time, Notting Hill. Number three.
Yes.
Hugh Grant. Whoa. Julia Roberts. Hugh Grant's gross roommate, who is easily the best part of that movie.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's amazing.
It's such a nice apartment, though.
It's a
really nice flat.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen Notting Hill.
Never seen
Notting
Hill?
I know, and
TJ.
I love Hugh Grant.
Dude.
Can I say that?
It is Hugh Grant at his finest. Yeah. And you know what's amazing about it is he runs a travel bookstore, which I don't think we get those anymore. Like there's things like if you watch like You've Got Mail or something like that, none of that exists anymore. It's amazing. So Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts, Notting Hill, my number three. Let's go to number two.
Number two.
Jax?
Well, in that same vein, my best friend's wedding. We got Hugh Grant, we got Julia Roberts.
Big.
And in this Julia Roberts era, I think was her best style and hair as well. even Cameron Diaz is in it. And I also love the fact that there's not only love and romance, there's also sabotage, which is just essential in a rom-com. One of my favorite movies. Love Julia Roberts.
TJ.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
What
the
a story movie.
Of how Jason Segel is viciously broken up with. So he goes to a resort in Hawaii to find himself. And boy, does he ever, even when his ex is at the same resort, he ends up falling in love with Mila Kunis and finally finishing his rock opera.
Yeah, like,
secret.
Falling in love with Mila Kunis is hard. Come on.
Yes. I've never seen it.
Jax.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. The breakup scene at the beginning of it is so painful. It's and my favorite line from it is, because he's not wearing any pants.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "You need to put some pants on." And he's like, "I can't. If I put my pants on, you'll leave." It's really, it's heartbreaking, but it's also extremely funny. You'll love
that movie.
Number two for me, best rom-coms of all time. Guys, you'll be surprised that it's number two. The Notebook. The greatest Canadian movie about Americans in love of all time. Gosling, McAdams, who apparently fought all the time on set.
They were very similar to their relationship on screen.
Really?
They fought all the time on set, and then they eventually ended up dating, and they fought all the time then, too. They were together for a while. People
toxic.
Don't remember that. But not. I don't know if it was called toxic, but I don't think you get those two kind of characters with that love-hate vibe unless you sort of have that attraction there that's natural.
It's like our show.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sexual tension on this show. Will they, won't they?
Yeah.
That's why people listen.
Number one.
The Wedding Singer.
Adam Sandler.
You guys know I have a huge soft spot for Drew Barrymore. Robbie, a singer, Julia, a waitress, both engaged. Wrong people, but right timeline. So it works out. And I just love Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler, like in those earlier movies.
They were fun.
It was like,
even 50 First Dates, they were great together.
They were so cute. They're such a good pair. And I just love Drew Barrymore. I want to marry Drew Barrymore. That's what I'm trying to say.
Favorite part of that movie is nobody speaks to Billy Idol that way. Do you remember on the plane?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Number one for me, this one might be a bit obscure. So help me out on the text line, 999-999. About Time. Do you guys know About Time?
I do not know About Time.
Rachel McAdams, Donnell Gleeson. It's a movie about a guy who can travel in time, and he does so to basically fall in love with Rachel McAdams. They build this perfect life together. It's wonderful. It's heartwarming. It also gets incredibly sad.
Does he stalk her through time?
You know, when you word it like that, I guess he kind of does.
That's weird.
Oh, Margot Robbie's
number one for me.
It has, just a heads up, it has 3 stars on the internet.
All right. No, that's wrong. It's a great movie.
Guys, number one rom-com of all time for me. Jax already mentioned it, but it's only the first movie. Bridget Jones' Diary.
Adam, welcome.
Funny. Endearing, engaging, British, we love.
And the parents and
the parents are great. It was my mom's all-time favorite.
Really?
So she watched it a lot, and so I've seen it a ton. And I used to watch it all the time going, am I more of a Mr. Darcy, or am I a Hugh Grant kind of a
snake? Say it the way that she says it, Darcy.
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 Mom, Darcy. So
let's keep doing this.
Hit us up, 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. We need your rom-coms, the top three in your life. And why? It's Virgin Radio.
This. This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Top rom-coms all time. Let's go through our number ones just one more time. Jax.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The Wedding Singer, ladies and
TJ.
Gentlemen.
TJ.
About time.
Mine was Bridget Jones's Diary. So what's yours at 416-872-9999? 999-999 to text.
From the 416, Crazy Stupid Love. Do you guys know Crazy
Great
Stupid Love?
Movie, right?
What
Gosling,
a movie.
Steve Carell. You haven't?
Oh, Emma Stone's in it too. Julianne Moore. Jax, it's fantastic.
You guys look mad.
No, I'm not mad.
Okay. Marissa Tomei.
I'm disappointed. But, yeah, Marissa Tomei. Gorgeous.
Looking good.
Honestly, I have to say.
Stop.
Really sad, but also really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Okay.
From the 647, how did none of us put this down? 50 First Dates.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Another Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore.
It's in Hawaii. It makes me feel warm. That's right.
One of those ones that actually doesn't age well, now that I think about it. It's kind of not the best premise. Yeah. From the 519, Disney's Up, the first, 6 minutes of it.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that? That's Pixar stuff, isn't it?
I was on a date, and I think it was, our third date or something like that. And we're in the theater watching this movie. I remember, you know, it's not like a little cry. It's like the sobbing heaves. And everybody in the theater is crying. And I'm sitting there with my arms crossed like, I'm not going to cry. Yeah. I will not cry.
Tough guy.
You're so sappy. You cry all the time. Get out of here.
Shut up. I'm tough. I'm going to do
no,
some push-ups.
No, you're not.
Hey, do you remember he built her the house? And then,
what?
He built her the house and he had the balloon.
Stop.
You don't remember that part?
Do not.
Spoilers.
Don't.
I don't know if this is a movie or if this is a brag from the 519. Never Been Kissed. Do you guys know that movie?
Yes.
Okay. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah,
it's
also another Drew Barrymore.
Josie. Grossy. That's very funny.
I love her so much.
Serendipity. Kate Beckinsale, John Cusack.
Yeah.
The love story that started because of a glove.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They both reach for the same glove and then have the most beautiful conversation I've ever heard. It was just flowing.
Oh, right.
There was fireworks.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, real life doesn't work like that. It's more like, give me that glove. They were Christmas shopping.
Okay.
Yeah, try and keep up, Adam.
What's the other text?
another text from the 416. The Princess Bride. None of you thought about it, and now I'm sincerely questioning everything you guys... questioning everything I think about you guys.
Well, okay. here's what I would like to point out. There is a few messages coming in about a movie called P.S. I Love You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What we is forgot. Wrong with you?
What?
Are you out of your mind?
What's
that is one of the saddest, worst movies of all time.
It's not the worst. It's definitely sad.
It's horrible. Yeah. And what I mean by horrible, I mean it made me feel things I was uncomfortable
with.
There you go. Do not put me in that outside of my comfort zone. I was not okay with it.
Sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
from the 905, The Fault in Our Stars. Do you guys know The Fault in Our Stars?
Oh, my God. I mean, movie, no, I've never seen that movie.
Similar to Adam.
I watched it in the theater.
Yeah, you
and
too?
What's his name? Who's the guy in that movie?
I don't know.
Anyway, I watched that movie with a girlfriend that I just started dating. And I was like, yeah, we can watch this, whatever. She's going to be a cool guy. And at the end part, and they have that song come on, and I just...
Because Shailene Woodley has a disease that she can't conquer, and they're dating, and so there's an end to it. That's the whole premise of the movie.
That's not very good.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Stop it.
There are things where I'm like, and I don't actually understand, and maybe it says more about me than it does about everybody else. There are people that watch like Grey's or This Is Us or a movie like that where you know it's going to end
bad. Masochistic.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? I just needed a good cry. I'm like, I am trying to avoid crying at all costs
crying
in my life.
Crying is good for you.
Honestly, I have a problem with Grey's Anatomy, just that it's been, 20 years? They've had so many problems with that hospital. How has it not been shut down
yet? True.
I don't get it.
Yeah. there's some issues there. There's some lawsuits pending for sure.
No kidding.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Wonderland is hiring because they plan on opening back up, baby. Yay. Even though they've been closed for the entirety of the pandemic, Canada's Wonderland has posted more than 70 jobs for positions including lifeguards, cashiers, sales associates, maintenance, landscapers, and supervisors, among other jobs, with pay ranging from $14.15 an hour to $20 an hour. The park hopes to open its doors on May 14th, which would be really nice.
I always wanted to be a lifeguard when I was a teenager, have that as my job.
I did too.
It was so cool.
And then I was like, wait a second, how much more swimming do I have to do?
Yeah, you have to be extremely qualified. I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah, you would hope so.
In charge of
I thought
lives.
I could do the kiddie pool. No, you still need to know how to swim properly. At an extremely high level. I think I was out, I failed out in dolphin, and my parents were like, whatever, we have a cottage.
Dolphin's a pretty good swimming animal. I don't know why you're ashamed of that.
I feel like at 5 years old.
Sleek body over there, just a swimmer.
Just a big old rectangle sliding through the water.
Is there a school that you didn't drop out of?
TJ, be nice.
High school. I did make it through high school.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, two college and universities and swimming lessons.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more. A trend.
There's more.
There's more. We just don't know yet.
Hey, a mathematician from Cambridge calculated what 1 year quarantining together with a partner would translate to in, quote, normal couple years. 1 year together is the equivalent to 4 in regular years, they said. If you've been together for 2 years now, it's actually more like 5. 59% of couples say the pandemic has been the ultimate test of their relationship, and they haven't been on a date in an average of 5.5 months.
Now, you both are in new relationships that occurred and started over the course of the pandemic.
Yep.
Yes. You guys were, of course, safe. Yes. TJ, you quarantined.
I did.
That was a trend a year ago. Jax, you met Michelle last summer?
Yeah, like late May, early June. Yeah.
In the park.
In the park.
So, ask you both. Would you say the pandemic has accelerated the course of your relationship?
Yes, absolutely. It has. Yeah.
Now, why would you say that?
So Val and I spend a lot of time indoors, obviously, now. Because, and what do? You just chat. There's no distractions. Yeah. You can't go places. You can't go to the Jays games, Leafs games, or rip around and do other
Toronto
stuff.
Even see your friends.
No. So we just hang out with each other. And I've gotten to know her on such a deep level. Like, she's my best friend.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. It also, you have to kind of drop the facade, right?
I'm kidding.
You guys have been replaced. By
you have to see people in, like, stressful situations,
which is
really important.
Kind of big. Yeah, yeah. How's the communication skills, right?
Exactly.
Let's be honest here. Toronto apartments are 200 square feet, and so you get to know someone pretty closely.
Nose to nose all
pretty
the time.
Pretty intimately, yeah.
Sometimes, at certain times of the day, too, it's like, hey, why don't you listen to your iPod? Because she's like, have an iPod. I'm like, never mind. Just don't listen. Hey, the top 10 qualities we're looking for in a potential partner. You guys ready for this list? You're going to hate it. Starting with number 10, similar hobbies as you. Number 9, similar taste in TV shows. Number 8, similar lifestyle to you.
Yes.
That's important.
Yeah.
Number 7, 43.7% of people want someone to be kind.
That's like the bare minimum.
Okay.
Number 6, honest. 47.7%. Okay.
Yeah.
Top 5 now. Let's get some guesses. Jax.
Driven, like ambition?
Driven and ambition is not on the list.
What?
Adam Wilde.
Knows your love language.
Ooh.
Not on the list, but a really good
guess. Okay, what are these options?
Number 5, you respect them. That's
48.7%. Okay, like, I hope you respect me.
Isn't that okay? All right.
I love that. We respect each other.
We're shooting low here. All right.
Number 4, intelligent. Number 3, makes you laugh. Number 2, trustworthy. And the number 1 quality we look for in a potential partner, good cook.
Hold on. Number 2 is trustworthy.
Trustworthy.
And honesty was on there.
Where was honesty?
Honesty was number 6.
So what's the difference?
You know what? You wouldn't know because you're not honest. So.
That's what's trending. He's TJ.
Yeah, that's right.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
We get a ton of messages every day asking for love advice. And I think it has something to do with Ghosted. I also think it has something to do with the fact that Jax is here and makes and gives relatively good advice.
Relatively good.
I think relatively was good.
Producer Jesse, we got an email through 999virginradio.ca. What is it?
Yeah, this comes from Andrew. He says, back in the summer, I reconnected with one of my old high school friends, and over the next 7-ish months, we developed a pretty solid long-distance relationship. I've flown out to BC twice to see her, and every time it's just as great in person as it is over text.
Mm.
I've transitioned to working remotely full-time over the last year, and I don't know if I should take the plunge and move out there to live with her full-time.
Aww.
She wants me to, but this is such a big commitment for me.
Ooh.
I have no friends and family out there, and it's a pandemic. We'd have to be together full-time in her one bedroom.
Ooh.
What do you think? I want to do it, but everything tells me no. Any advice would be appreciated.
Frigate, life short, do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Love that.
So I say this because it's not a random person. It's not somebody you met on Tinder. It's not somebody, you know, you've only known for a couple months. Like, you've known this person since high school, kind of. So, like, yeah, why not, man? Like, why not? Life short. Worst that's going to happen is that you figure it out afterwards. I don't know. I believe in love.
Knock, knock. Who's that at the door? It's TJ with a cautionary tale.
Let's hear it.
When I was living in Calgary, I was dating a girl. We had been dating for over a year. I got the job to come here to Virgin Radio Toronto, my dream job.
What did you do?
I was working at Virgin Radio Calgary.
No. What did you do here?
Afternoons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I was doing afternoons. Sorry, I thought you were quizzing me.
No.
You're like, I don't know.
So I asked her to move with me because, of course, we were together for a year. It made sense. And then we broke up two months after we moved.
So what?
Well, she had to move back to British Columbia. And
she didn't have to. She chose to.
Okay, you're right. Do it.
Look, move. No, but honestly, 6 years ago when I moved here to Toronto, the girl that I was seeing, we were seeing each other for 2 months, moved here with me. We broke up since. You know, we... like, yeah, it was a great idea for her, though, because she got to move to Toronto. She, like, had met a bunch of friends. Like, you're going to gain something. And, Adam, you always say this, but every relationship is a lesson. And I really like that.
Yes.
That's fair.
And all of mine have been big, scary lessons.
Yeah, some lessons suck. Like, you remember math?
So divorced guy wants to just mention that I have also moved to several places with several different people. Yeah. None of them have worked out. But I will say this. That doesn't mean yours can't.
Yeah.
I just think that you are, when you're in a new relationship, what you want to do is set yourself up for the most success possible. Yeah. Now, I do want to hear from you at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. The guru has spoken. But I want to know from your personal experience, you moved for love.
Yeah.
Or they moved for you. Oh, yes, producer Jesse.
I would just like to point out that in all three of your stories, it ended in it not working.
Yeah. And Jax is a little biased because she's best friends with all of her exes. One of her exes literally sends her her horoscope every day.
Yeah.
And thank you, Teresa.
So here's what I'm throwing at. You moved for love. How did it work out? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. So Jack says do it, even though it's never worked out for her or for TJ or for me.
But you know what? Man. We got a good feeling about you, don't we?
All right.
Yeah, you've known them since high school. It'll definitely work.
No.
What changes?
Stop
it. What changes?
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Going into Valentine's Day, pretty interesting story, producer Jesse.
Yeah, Andrew's dating a girl who currently lives in BC, and he wants to know if he should move out there to live with her full time.
I think yes.
Choice. Yeah, why, Jax, do you say, as the love guru, yes?
As the love guru, I think that life is short, that you've known this woman for a long time, and why not? You know what I mean? Why not? This could be the best decision you've ever made.
That's all we got.
Why not? Yeah, why not move across the country, three different time zones, and away from your friends and family than to just someone that you've seen twice?
They've met a couple times. It's worked out really well. Stop it.
All right, we got a caller here. What's up?
Awesome. I'm calling about moving for love and how it sometimes works.
Hey, yeah, let's hear it.
So I moved to Canada, actually, from Mexico with my now spouse of almost 15 years.
Oh.
And it worked? Yeah.
It worked. Well, they're spouses.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Wow, he tricked you to moving to the winter, huh?
I was going to say, I don't know if that was the warmest decision you've made.
Well, that's amazing. So how did you guys end up actually meeting in the first place?
So we were both working at an international school in Mexico. We met with the first few weeks that we both started working there. And we started dating. Then he moved back to Canada, and I still had one more year of teaching there. So we had a long-distance relationship for a year. Then he asked me to marry him. We had never lived together. It was like a huge change for me. Mm-hmm. I had lived with my parents always. And I said, yes, we got married. And then in April, and then in the same year, in July, I moved to Canada.
Hey.
Look at that.
Incredible. Very cool. Well, listen, we're so happy to hear a success story because everybody else has been pretty negative about this.
Love it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, guys. And hey, happy love. So happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's. All right, so TJ text messages.
From the 905, I moved to BC with a guy I have been dating for 9 months. That was in 2007. We have now been married for 10 years, have two kids, and came back to Ontario.
Wow.
The important part of that story is he came back to Ontario.
And you know what she said? Why not? When she decided to make this decision.
Or as Jack said in the first segment, frigate.
Frigate. Life's short. Life's beautiful.
I find when I often make dramatic life changes, I often say, frigate.
Life's beautiful. Why not? Life's short, man.
From the 519, my one-year boyfriend moved with me from Ottawa to Taiwan. 15 years later, still married, two kids, couldn't be happier.
She also said, why not?
From the 905, my sister and her partner met on a video game, and he moved in on June 1st, and he's getting ready to ask her to marry him on Sunday.
Aww.
This was completely random, but they have fallen in love and are perfect together.
I want to know I want to know what video game.
Yeah, can you tell us what video game? Yeah. I hope it was Call of Duty, and I hope she just smoked him. Just destroyed him. And he's like, you know what? I'm into it. So, hit us up again. 999-999-416-872-9999. It would appear, love guru, that people are backing you.
Imagine.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Except, from our personal experiences, which have been...
Why do you guys disagree with the love guru? Come on.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. 99.9 Virgin Radio.